This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Clyde Lewis brought up this important report that I covered back in 2004. CFR, Globalist Funded, NIC, National Intelligence Council, predicted everything that's happening now. Well, that's because they're programming a lot of it, ladies and gentlemen. And it breaks down how they bring us into two-party gang warfare and the collapse of America and the takeover by foreign powers led by the United Nations. They've got all these video games and TV shows about it. They had the outgoing head of the Justice Department, Loretta Lynch, with Strong Cities Initiative calling for it. We've got the UN Small Arms group head saying, let's disarm Americans. You've got Beto O'Rourke saying, hell yes, we'll take your AR-15s. In summation, how important is this report, and how do Americans in just a minute and a half, Clyde, stop this, Clyde Lewis? Clyde Lewis?
It's just one more, arrow in the quiver, in my opinion. I mean, if you're doing research, which I do every day, you find these things, you talk about these things, and you try to present them and say, look, either it's a blueprint or they got really good at guessing 15 years ago. I think it's a blueprint. And there's also other threat assessments. I mean, this was from the Council on Foreign Relations, but there are other threat assessments that have been presented by other groups and other think tanks that have been behind the scenes basically dictating policies. I mean, if you look at the Project for the New American Century, what that deals with, read up on that. But Matthew Burroughs is the author of Mapping the Global Future. And, of course, it was put out in 2004. You read it over and you think, wow, this is like a blueprint. Some of the things they got wrong, but a lot of things they implemented. Just like another one, the report on Iron Mountain. That's another one you need to read, too, which many people have said either is a hoax or whatever. I don't think so. I think that they want to discredit these things because they don't want the people to have a one-up on these planners and what they want to do. I mean, if you can get a one-up on them, you know how it's going to go. You look at the histories, you look at human behavior, you look at what the founding fathers and the framers said. Hyper-partisanship is going to bring despotism and civil war to this country, and you have to be prepared for this. You have to understand this so that you won't be surprised when this happens. And believe me, I've lived in a civil war before in South America. You're not going to even realize you're in the middle of a civil war until one day you hear about the whole towns being shut down because of gunmen in the area, or riots in the area, look at the body count.
That's right. We are sleepwalking into a globalist orchestrated destabilization of the country. We must come together and say no to it. GroundZeroMedia.org. Clyde Lewis, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
All right, folks. Paul Joseph Watson is about to take over on the other side. Rob Dew came into me last week and he said, Alex, this new Super Silver whitening toothpaste is unbelievably good. It's the best toothpaste I've ever used. He said, why is it so special? And I said, I went out into the top researchers and said, if anybody came up with the ultimate toothpaste, how would they do it? My dad's a retired oral surgeon dentist. And we already came out with Super Blue that has the tea tree oil, the colloidal silver, the iodine. It's great. It's concentrated. It's a gel. People love this, but people really love Super Silver because it's got all these amazing systems in it that remineralize the teeth. It has the nano silver that knocks out all the garbage in there and the bacteria that are known to cause heart problems and so much more. It's next level. We're so proud of it. And I'm going to extend the sale of this, even though the big sale is about to end. I'll extend this for 1 week till the toothpaste sells out, which it'll do in about a week. Both of these toothpastes are available 50% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste, because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people, Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste. And it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The fund's the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitey toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarsStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We are live and we are asking the questions that are not only not being asked by the mainstream media, they're not even being mentioned in terms of what is going on with the horrendous Australian bushfires. Of course, they've been raging for months. They've gotten particularly bad in the past few weeks. And there's been a deluge of not just disinformation, but outright blacklisting of the true causes behind those fires. They're talking about 500 million animals dead, 18 people killed at least, millions of hectares of land destroyed, thousands and thousands of homes destroyed. But if you watch the Golden Globes on Sunday night, and the speech of, Russell Crowe read out by Jennifer Aniston, the problem, the cause, is solely climate change, and the solution is higher tax prices, the solution is carbon taxes, the solution is you altering your life. Of course, they'll continue, as in the case of Leonardo DiCaprio, to take private jets to pick up environmental awards. You, on the other hand, you're going to be hit with the bill. Now, they're not only not talking about it, the real reasons behind the bushfires, which is not climate change, you'll be surprised to know. They're not asking the follow-up question, who is behind the bushfires? And that is a question that we are going to ask here in the next couple of segments. Going to debut that video, which went up a couple of hours ago, the truth about the Australian bushfires. So we're going to get into that. Going to get into Facebook saying that they will ban, quote, deep fake videos in anticipation of the election. Of course, that's a completely open, vague term. They claimed that I posted a video about Jim Acosta, CNN reporter, swatting away an aide or a White House staffer's arm back in November of 2018. Of course, that was not an edited video, but the mainstream media had a stampede of disinformation. They all said in unison, yes, you edited this video, even though I didn't. And that became a kind of deep fake video. So, of course, they're going to completely abuse that term to ban and censor more content and to ban and censor memes, which Instagram, of course, is already doing. So we're going to get into that. First, I want to get into what's happening with the latest with Iran. Because, again, I've made this point in my video, World War Cringe, and I think it's Alex has made similar points. It is possible to oppose escalation with Iran. It is possible to oppose wider Middle Eastern intervention without literally siding with a terrorist commander in Qasem Soleimani, which is now what the Democrats appear to be doing. In fact, if he was still alive, and if he had American citizenship, he'd probably be up on the next debate stage running for office because they love him so much. I mean, you had Ilhan Omar saying 9/11 was some people did something. But she was outraged about the killing of Qasem Soleimani. That apparently was way more outrageous than 9/11 to her. Now we have this headline out of Breitbart. Michael Moore in Farsi apologizes to Iran for airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani. Left-wing documentary filmmaker Michael Moore has apologized to Iran on behalf of the American people. Now, which American people that is remains to be seen, because a lot less American people have been going to see his recent documentaries over the past few years because most of them have completely tanked. So who he's talking about in terms of representing the American people, that seems like a dwindling population of people. But he's saying that he's sorry for the recent airstrike ordered by President Donald Trump that killed General Qasem Soleimani, the Democrats' new mascot and leader, apparently. He also pleaded with the Ayatollah, the president of Iran, to refrain from acts of vengeance, asking them instead to allow the American people to vote President Trump out of office. He's literally begging on Twitter in Farsi for them not to do anything. Please don't hurt us. Absolutely pathetic. No matter what you think about the whys and wherefores, the sanity of escalation with Iran, this is absolutely pathetic. This is one step beyond what Rose McGowan said a few days ago. The Bowling for Columbine Fahrenheit 9/11 director, two movies that people actually went and saw, unlike his recent ones, which nobody gives a damn about, posted a tweet in Farsi on Monday expressing regret for the airstrike that took place Friday while also insulting President Trump. Again, this is a guy who committed atrocities on a par with al-Baghdadi. Like, it's as if Michael Moore tweeted to ISIS to apologize for Trump ordering the assassination of Baghdadi. It's on the same level. Just because Soleimani committed his terrorist atrocities, commanded his terrorist army under the auspices of a state, doesn't make it okay. This is what he said. I deeply regret the violence committed on our behalf by a man that most Americans never voted for. He literally said this on Twitter. He also posted an Instagram message in Farsi in which he begged the Ayatollah and the president of Iran to allow the American people to remove President Trump from office in a peaceful election or through impeachment via the Senate. First of all, what kind of arrogance does Michael Moore, some fat, hypocrite, failed documentarian, who, again, nobody watches his recent stuff. Variety did an article about it where they outlined how he was basically just tanking and his career was over. What kind of arrogance does it take for him to think he represents the American people and to think he can reach out to foreign leaders and try and conduct diplomacy through Twitter when he's a failed, fat film director? Absolutely incredible. This is what he said on Instagram. And to say he represents the American people, no, you don't. You know, and even your own supporters aren't watching your documentaries. The filmmaker began the post by expressing his deep condolences. He's literally expressing deep condolences because some terrorist commander warlord was killed. This is like saying sorry to ISIS for killing Baghdadi, seriously. I want you not to respond violently, he said, but to act bravely instead. We will take care of this in our Senate or at the ballot box. No, you won't. Non-violently. Violence only increases violence. Absolutely pathetic. And he's been matched almost by Bernie Sanders. Headline, Bernie Sanders' Soleimani strike akin to Putin assassinating dissidents. Monday on CNN's Anderson Cooper, Bernie Sanders, candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination, likened the Trump administration's strike against Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds Force, to actions taken by Russia and China against dissidents. He specifically mentioned the actions of Russian President Vladimir Putin when making his comparison. He said, this guy, you know, was as bad as he was, an official of the Iranian government. And you unleash then, if China does that, you know, if Russia does that, Russia has been implicated under Putin with assassinating dissidents. So he's literally, again, siding with a guy and talking about Putin assassinating dissidents, comparing that to what Trump did to Soleimani. This is a regime in Iran that literally in the space of like 3 weeks assassinated 5,000 political dissidents. This is a regime that killed hundreds of people, gunned them down on the streets only last month. But Trump's bad for assassinating a terrorist commander, a terrorist warlord. The level of absolute, just ingratiating, genuflecting weakness that we've seen from the likes of Ilhan Omar, Bernie Sanders, Michael Moore just makes your skin crawl. Similarly, you have people in the dissident right, you know, what's left, the dregs of the alt-right, literally putting Iranian flags in their bios and pleading with Iran and saying, you know, throwing Trump under the bus. It's like, come on, come on. You can oppose escalation, you can oppose Middle Eastern intervention without literally putting the flag of a brutal Islamic theocracy in your Twitter profile. How cringe is that? New York Times is doing the same thing. Headline out of Daily Caller, New York Times paints Iran, Soleimani in vaunted terms following Trump strike. Of course, we had the New York Times journalist posting a Cope post after Soleimani was killed, exhibiting his poetry. He was just a humble poet. Now the New York Times has repeatedly peddled Iranian propaganda in the aftermath of the drone strike. And basically, they're following the same rhetoric. They reported in Iran many saw him as larger-than-life hero. Anecdotes about his aestheticism, his quiet charisma, joined to create an image of a warrior philosopher. So, just the same as they described Baghdadi, the Washington Post, as an austere religious scholar, the New York Times is now worshipping Soleimani, the terrorist commander. Don't go away, we'll be back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
News with Paul Joseph Watson.
We're going to get straight into this video, the truth about the Australian bushfires. We're going to play that video. It's about 8.5 minutes long. Come back and talk about exactly who is behind the fires. But here's the video, the truth about the Australian bushfires. The Australian bushfires are horrendous. At least 18 people dead, thousands of homes destroyed, millions of hectares of land torched, 500 million animals burned alive. Look at this satellite image of the country. It's absolutely terrifying. And all because of climate change, right?
Make no mistake, the tragedy unfolding in Australia is climate change based.
Wrong. For weeks, we've been bombarded with this relentless, sustained narrative that man-made global warming caused an exacerbated this disaster.
This is the kind of emergency that scientists say is made much more likely and more damaging by climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change.
Climate change. Climate change.
And it's all total bullshit. Guess what the primary cause of these fires was? People deliberately starting the fires. Australian authorities are now working on the premise that, quote, arson is to blame for much of the devastation caused this bushfire season.
Firebugs known to be responsible for lighting deliberately lit fires like this one.
Were the fires intentionally started? Police have formed Strike Force Indara, comprising detectives from homicide and arson squads.
Last time I checked, people deliberately starting fires had nothing whatsoever to do with CO2-driven planetary climate change. Figures obtained by news agency AAP show that nearly 200 people across the country have already been arrested or investigated by police for deliberately starting the fires. Nearly 200 people identified as having started these fires, and probably hundreds more who have not been identified. In Queensland, police concluded that 103 of the fires had been deliberately lit, with 98 people, 67 of them juveniles, having been identified as the culprits. According to Dr. Paul Reed, co-director of the National Centre for Research in Bushfire and Arson, around 85% of bushfires are caused by humans either deliberately or accidentally starting them. About 85% are related to human activity, 13% confirmed arson, and 37% suspected arson, he said. The remainder are usually due to reckless firelighting or even just children playing with fire. The disaster has also been made worse by the timing. It's the school holidays in Australia, and many of the firebugs are teenagers. The other main reason why the fires are raging is because green environmentalist policies have outlawed property owners doing controlled burns that create fire breaks to prevent infernos spreading. As Miranda Devine explains, governments appeasing the green beast have ignored numerous state and federal bushfire inquiries over the past decade, almost all of which have recommended increasing the practice of prescribed burning, also known as hazard reduction. It's a methodical regime of burning off flammable ground cover in cooler months in a controlled fashion, so it does not fuel the inevitable summer bushfires.
I'm here at King Creek. F***ing look at this. These f***ing greenies and the government and these f***ing wombats who don't want to burn shit off. Look at this. We're going to lose all our f***ing houses and properties because of you useless pieces of f***ing garbage will not burn off when it's supposed to through the wintertime like we used to do years ago out in the f***ing farms up in the mountains, burn all the undergrowth off so everything was safe. But you pricks, you want to f***ing have a really good look at this, you f***ing wombats. Look at the f***ing state you've caused here. You are the biggest bunch of useless loser f***ing pieces of garbage God ever had the misfortune to blow f***ing breath into.
In East Gippsland in the state of Victoria, Protesters successfully stopped one of these controlled burns from happening, with one protester quoted as saying, "I'm more worried about climate change." So because of green policies preventing the vital forest management process of clearing areas via controlled reduction burns, these bushfires have spread far quicker. In many parts of Australia, trees were legally designated as carbon sinks to offset CO2 emissions. This made it illegal for Australians to fell trees on their own property to create fire breaks. This then aggravated the spread of the bushfires. A firefighter was fined $100,000 for creating a fire break on his own property. And surprise, surprise, his house was the only one that survived the bushfires in his area. Because, and I know this is hard to believe, fire breaks prevent the spread of fires. These environmental regulations that outlawed the creation of fire breaks worsened the previous Australian bushfire disaster in 2009. They knew this for at least a decade, yet the same laws remained in place, thanks to the green lobby. So the very same enviro-extremists pointing the finger at you and I for our carbon emissions, exacerbating the bushfires, are themselves infinitely more responsible for exacerbating the bushfires. They're the ones responsible for the half a billion dead animals, and they've got the nerve to point the finger in the opposite direction. Data also shows there's been no significant decrease in rainfall in the affected regions. Droughts in the affected regions were caused by a natural weather phenomenon, the Indian Ocean Dipole, not by man-made climate change. Temperatures haven't been significantly higher either. In fact, during the years 1899 to 1901, average December mean maximum temperatures were well above 38 degrees. As James Dellingpole writes, to be clear, there is zero evidence of any change in climatic conditions that might have increased the likelihood or severity of these bushfires. This is not, repeat, not a man-made climate change story, and anyone who claims otherwise is either a gullible idiot or a lying charlatan. To emphasize the point, the two main factors causing and exacerbating the bushfires in Australia, people deliberately starting the fires and environmentalist regulations, are not even being mentioned, never mind debated, in the vast majority of mainstream media reporting on this subject. The BBC did a 12-minute piece about the bushfires, and neither of those factors were mentioned once. What they did mention was the apparent solution to eliminate carbon emissions entirely. A process that would completely devastate the economy and hurt poor people.
Around 50,000 workers in Australia are connected to the fossil fuel industry, and we know that around 60% of Australia's electricity comes from coal-fired power stations.
Great, let's put thousands of working-class people out of work. Let's make fuel prices completely unaffordable for those on low or no incomes. Let's alienate and anger another generation of resentful rural inhabitants left behind by globalism. A generation who are already out on the streets in France, Germany and Holland protesting against these very same environmentalist regulations, simply to make middle-class virtue signalers feel better about themselves as they spew hysterical debunked nonsense about climate change, while they lobby for green policies that actually make bushfires worse. Great idea. And listen, I know it's very easy to be emotionally manipulated by images of burned koalas and dead baby kangaroos, lulled into believing that if you just give your masters more power to tax, more power to regulate, more power to control, that they can make it all go away. But they can't make human stupidity and the sheer awesome force of Mother Nature ever go away. And they're lying to you. When are we going to stop listening to these people? They've been caught lying time and time again. Whether it be the experts who told us at the end of the 70s that a new ice age was coming, Paul Ehrlich's prediction that hundreds of millions of people would die of starvation due to crop failure by the 1980s, or the 2004 prediction that major European cities would be underwater and that Britain would be plunged into a Siberian climate by 2020. Or Al Gore's doomsday warning that the Arctic would have ice-free summers by 2013. None of it happened. And yet now a certain teenage climate activist who is beyond question is spewing the...
Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out, and a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price. The funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitening Toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Have been absolutely cataclysmic, but of course the narrative stampede is completely centered around climate change, even though the people responsible for those bushfires spreading were green lobbyists after they passed laws in Australia preventing property owners, preventing farmers from creating fire breaks by burning undergrowth, by felling and burning trees to stop the spread of bushfires. So again, they're pointing the finger at us for our carbon emissions, and they're the ones responsible for these massive bushfires. The other people responsible, of course, are the people who actually started the fires. They've arrested nearly 200 people across the country for deliberately starting these bushfires. There are probably 100, 200 more who haven't been caught. This is not being discussed by any mainstream media network that I've seen. So, of course, the next question to ask, who is starting these bushfires? Well, of course, we had another fire last year at the Notre Dame Cathedral, which, of course, as we know, was completely an accident. It was totally an accident. It wasn't started deliberately. You can believe them. And it brings me back to this headline out of Summit News, which is BuzzFeed caught in huge lie about Notre Dame fire. Now, of course, they tried to spin it that we had started this conspiracy theory that the fire at Notre Dame had been started deliberately. That was a reporter on the scene who said that. We reported on his comments, but then, oh no, it was our fault. Then they completely lied by claiming that certain people from a certain demographic were not celebrating the Notre Dame fire, even though as it was happening, and the headline is BuzzFeed caught in huge lie about Notre Dame fire. As it was happening, as the cathedral was burning, on Al Jazeera's Facebook page, on France 24 Arabic's Facebook page, post after post, comment after comment, were people, let's just say, of a certain demographic, with a certain kind of name, this is France 24 Arabic, this is Al Jazeera, celebrating the Notre Dame fire with smiley faces, with proclamations of joy. And BuzzFeed put out an article in the aftermath of that. Here are the hoaxes and misinformation about the Notre Dame fire. InfoWars contributor Paul Joseph Watson tweeted a link to a video that claims to show Muslim people celebrating the fire. This is what BuzzFeed said. Critically, the video in question does not show what people on Facebook were reacting to. Yes, it did. The Notre Dame fire was in the shot. That was the video. You can see it right here in this article. If you scroll back up to the top of the article, the tweet was a brief summary of who is responding to the tragic Notre Dame fire with smiley faces on Facebook. If you scroll down to that first tweet, it shows, if you restart the video there, it shows what they were reacting to right there in the background, the Notre Dame Cathedral on fire. So BuzzFeed came out and said, oh, we had no, nobody knows what they were reacting to. It was a live feed of the Notre Dame Cathedral on fire, which they were reacting to with smiley faces. So then BuzzFeed comes out and says, oh, nobody reacted with smiley faces. Absolute flagrant fake news. And then they did another hoax. There was a post and the headline out of RT is The Guardian apologizes for saying Sputnik posted fake Notre Dame photo vilifying Muslims. This was a photo of two men from a certain demographic lifting up emergency tape, police tape, and in the background you can see the Notre Dame Cathedral on fire. These two individuals are smiling and laughing. The Guardian, BuzzFeed, all these other news outlets came out immediately and claimed that this photo had been faked, had been photoshopped. Sputnik then went and provided the metadata for the photo, which wasn't even their photo. I think they got it from Getty or some other news agency, proving that it was a real photo showing real individuals smiling as the Notre Dame Cathedral burned behind them. And The Guardian had to apologize to Sputnik for saying that they'd faked that photo when it was a completely genuine photo. So they have a kind of history of lying about who's celebrating these suspicious fires. Let's just put it that way. Which is not to say that the majority of these fires, or even all of these bushfires in Australia, were started, as I explained in the video in the previous segment, by firebugs, by teenagers on school holidays. They've arrested almost 200 people for starting the fires. And then James Dellingpole pointed out in his article today, Australian police arrest 180 arsonists for bushfires, someone tell Russell Crowe. He linked to a tweet which pointed out that, quote, officials in Israel have stated that the deliberate setting of fires is a form of terrorism. As of 28th of November, at least 25 cases of fires were caused by suspected arsons, On 13th of January 2017, the Israeli fire investigation, the GAL report, had found that 80 checked fires, 70 out of 80, 71 had been a result of arson. So we know that this is a method of terrorism. And in fact, ISIS itself came out and said that wildfires were a terrorist technique, were a terrorist weapon. Headline out of the Daily Mail. ISIS is using wildfire as terror weapon against its enemies, with a group claiming responsibility for arson attacks at scorched land in Iraq and Syria, and warning this is just the beginning. That article came out in May 2019, and it points out that the terror group says the fires are just the beginning, and they bragged ISIS that, quote, tons of crops had been destroyed. This was in Iraq and Syria. So we know for a fact that terrorists have encouraged and indeed started these very kind of wildfires. That's not to say that there's any evidence that that's taking place in Australia, but we have to ask the question. We know these fires, hundreds of them have been deliberately started. Who is deliberately starting the fires? Now there's an article about out of the Daily Telegraph in Australia, headline, teen accused of lighting fire laughs after court appearance. Remember, I just mentioned the image which The Guardian claimed was fake out of the Notre Dame fire, with the two individuals laughing, celebrating the fire. Well, they just had a similar thing in Australia. Western Sydney teen, Fadi Zrakia, interesting name, one of the two teens accused of lighting a grass fire at Guildford Park while bushfires ravaged New South Wales, laughed outside court today after appearing on multiple charges. Police allege Fadi and Abraham Zrakia, both 18, set off fireworks that sparked a grass fire at Bright Park, Guildford on December 22nd. And then there's a picture of those two individuals. Once again, they are from a certain demographic. Now, I'm not saying, before people clip this out of context, that any of the bushfires in Australia were started by terrorists or people from a certain demographic, but we know that this is a terror tactic, and we know that in two cases, two teens from that demographic have been arrested, and they were pictured laughing about it outside of court. They were filming the reporters on their mobile phones. They found the whole thing very funny indeed, despite the fact that 18 people are dead. Half a billion animals are dead. The country is on fire. Millions of hectares of property have been completely destroyed. I would say that that was not a laughing matter, but they found it very funny indeed. So we don't know who's starting the fires. Obviously, some of it's teens. We've seen the numbers, mainly juveniles. Some of it's firebugs, adults starting these fires. But the fact is, people are starting these fires, and the fires are spreading because of environmentalist policies that made it illegal for farmers, for landowners in Australia to burn off that undergrowth and to create fire breaks that stop the spread of fires. So the very people screaming climate change and pointing the finger at us to reduce our carbon emissions are directly responsible for worsening these fires. Headline out of Daily Caller, ABC News deletes issues correction on misleading tweet depicting Australia wildfires. They put a map of Australia onto a map of the US, and they exaggerated the fires by making them cover the entire area, when in fact these fires were individual fires dotted around the coast of the country. So we have several instances of them, again, spreading hysteria to heighten the climate change propaganda, when it's proven that climate change policies were actually responsible for spreading these fires. We'll be back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting internationally from the Summit.News headquarters in the United Kingdom, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're back. I'm going to get into what Facebook's plan to ban deepfake videos. What they consider to be deepfake videos seems like a very, very broad, vague concept. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into the 5th year anniversary of the Charlie Hebdo attack and how that ties in also. First, I want to tell you about some of the great deals available at InfoWarsStore.com, where we are continuing the end-of-the-year mega blowout sale. Your support has enabled us to not only survive through 2019, but thrive also into 2020. And we've still got some massive discounts, some of them up to 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, including the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, which is now available, again, for 50% off at just $7.47. The reviews are absolutely outstanding. 3,635 reviews, 4.8 average score. People are loving the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. You're going to buy fluoride-free toothpaste, hopefully, anyway, unless you want to reduce your IQ. So why not get it from us? We also have Alpha Power at a massive 60% off discount.
And we've also got Brain Force, the nootropic supplement, which I take, which is absolutely excellent. Gives you added concentration, added focus, added mental clarity. And that is available again for a massive 50% discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have the knockout sleep support available again. Greater than 50% discount by the looks of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com as part of this mega blowout end of year sale. We've also got great t-shirts, great caps, mugs, whatever you need. The ProPure water filter as well available at discount as part of the special at InfoWarsStore.com. Please go there, take a look at the products and support this network as you've done to such a great extent throughout 2019 and into 2020 as we continue this battle to be a real news network offering real news, real opinions that you actually give a damn about. That is the mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Headline here out of RT. Facebook bans deepfakes ahead of US election but vows no collateral damage against satire or parody videos. Really? Well, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, we had this article a few weeks ago, they're already fact-checking memes and censoring memes. We had this headline, Instagram fact-checks memes saying Hillary killed Jeffrey Epstein. It was obviously humorous and satirical. They fact-check and remove the meme. They either remove it or you have to click through to another screen to see it. You have to be logged into your account. It is a form of soft censorship. There was a meme of Bush, George W. Bush, saying I killed Saddam Hussein. Obama saying I killed Osama bin Laden. Trump saying I killed Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And Hillary Clinton saying I killed Jeffrey Epstein. It was obviously a joke. Parody, they censored the meme. Instagram is owned by Facebook. Oh, but Facebook's not going to ban satire, meme, or parody videos, and you can trust them. Facebook has announced a new policy to tackle machine learning and AI-manipulated deepfake videos on the platform ahead of 2020 U.S. presidential election, but claims satire and parody videos will be spared. No, they won't, because you saw what happened with the video of Jim Acosta swatting away the arm of that White House staffer during that press conference back in November 2018, when I uploaded a video of it to Twitter, and the media stampede said that I had faked the video, and they were saying, why is he still allowed on social media? Why is this post not being banned? This is manipulated. This is fake. This is a deep fake video. This should be banned. It wasn't edited. The video was not doctored. As you saw with Trump, he actually came out and defended me.
Close up. They showed it close up. When you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy. Because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
Here's the comparison. You see it. Donald Trump coming out and making the exact same point that I did, which is the fact that it was not a doctored video. It was a GIF image uploaded to Twitter. There was no deliberate doctoring whatsoever. You look up the meaning of doctoring, it's to deliberately change video to mislead. That was not the case. But this is the slippery slope that they're going to employ. Oh, but they're saying, no, you can trust them. They understand satire and parody. Yeah, right. Every time the Babylon Bee gets a viral article on Facebook, the blue check marks, again, stampede for it to be censored. In fact, there's a post here which I flagged up yesterday by somebody called Cindy Ortiz, former CIA employee, deep state employee, who said, quote, a post from a satirical website has been shared more than 500,000 times saying the DNC called for the flag to be a half-mast because of Soleimani. Some family members just called because their Republican friends on Facebook are circulating it like it's legit. Oh my God, panic. We have a lot of work to do. Yeah, here's the work you need to do. Create some satirical websites to compete with the Babylon Bee. Everybody knows the Babylon Bee is a satirical website, okay? Create your own satirical websites to compete with it to get viral traction on Facebook, and then it cancels it out. Oh, no, but they can't do that, can they? Because they don't have senses of humor. The left con meme. It's not a cliche. It's absolutely true, and that's why they want to ban memes. Absolutely incredible. And on a similar topic, headline out of Breitbart, Charlie Hebdo marks 5-year terror attack anniversary with internet censorship criticism. Remember the reason why jihadists attacked Charlie Hebdo cartoonists in January 2015 was because they were offended at what these cartoonists were publishing. And in the 5 years following that, all social media giants followed suit by censoring, quote, offensive content. Well, now to mark the five-year anniversary of the terror attack that saw 12 people killed, satirical publication Charlie Hebdo has hit out against social media censorship in a special new issue. And if you look at the cover, which is in the article here, it's titled New Censorship, New Dictatorships. It shows a man with a pencil and paper being crushed by a mobile phone with the logos of Twitter, Facebook, and Snapchat, again with the caption, New Censorship, New Dictatorships. And that is precisely the point. Kudos to Charlie Hebdo for continuing to stay on this. Again, they were basically, you know, we had the whole Just We Charlie movement immediately after. You probably remember world leaders marching in the streets of Paris hand in hand. Then a few months after that, it kind of ended very quickly, and it wasn't Just We Charlie, it was F Charlie. And it was, oh, well, they offended some jihadists, so maybe they deserved it. You literally had the Pope come out and say, oh, well, if somebody punched my mother in the face, I would react. Literally siding with the jihadist by giving them legitimacy and saying, oh, well, if they were offended by Charlie Hebdo's criticism of Islam, you know, maybe they deserved it. Maybe Charlie Hebdo should have shut up about Islam. Absolutely horrific. And it's really odd to think that that was 5 years ago. It seems much closer, but Charlie Hebdo still going strong now, calling out social media censorship of offensive content 5 years after their offices were attacked by jihadists who were offended by their offensive content. Now, of course, last night during the Golden Globes, we had Ricky Gervais come out and say, don't get up here and use this as a platform for your dumb political speeches. And what proceeded to happen, numerous celebrities got up and used it as a platform for their dumb political speeches. And we also had Michelle Williams. This is a tweet by Lila Rose, who is founder president of Live Action. She said, Michelle Williams, while visibly pregnant, claims she wouldn't have won her Golden Globes Award if she didn't kill her previous child. That's right. She literally got up and gave a speech and said, thank God for abortion. Basically, if I hadn't have killed my child, I wouldn't be able to get this little award. That was the gist of it. Absolutely despicable. You're going to hell. I hope it's worth your little golden award. She said, no trophy is worth more than a child's life. She didn't say that, but that was a summary of what she said. That was basically the gist of it. And Lila Rose says, sacrificing our children to pursue our dreams is a total antithesis of women's empowerment. But how did the media react to it? Well, here's a headline out of The Federalist. Media bias vividly illustrated in headlines about Michelle Williams' pro-abortion Golden Globe speech. What were the headlines? As she literally celebrated aborting her kids so she could get ahead in life, CNN. Read Michelle Williams' powerful speech about choice. E! News. Michelle Williams delivers powerful speech about women's rights at the 2020 Golden Globes. People. Michelle Williams powerfully champions women's rights to choose in Golden Globe speech. So they took a speech by somebody who was literally celebrating the fact that she killed her baby in order to receive this award and said that that was a powerful message for young women. And we wonder why young women across the West, across America, are having so few babies and their fertility rates continue to plummet, while elsewhere in the world they don't seem to be having the same problems because they're not bombarded with this insane propaganda on a regular basis. That's going to wrap it up. War Room is coming up next with Owen Schroyer. Don't go away. Summit.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.